is the Centerpoint Podcast, and I'm Lowell.
And I'm Billy.
And we are part of Centerpoint Bible Church, where we point others to Jesus Christ and His Word. And this podcast is all about that. It's also to help you really experience intimacy with God, community with others, and influence in your world. Hey, we got a good topic for today.
Yes, we do. We do indeed.
Have you noticed all of the construction going on next door?
There is so much construction going around us. It's almost confusing how many things are being built.
Our office is located right in the middle of the Spring Mills intersection, right here where all the action is taking place in the Spring Mills community.
Right on the corner of Route 901 and Route 11.
And we walk out our door and there is a huge facility being built. Have you heard about this thing, Billy?
Well, I've not only heard about it just from the signs, but I've also seen it being built.
I think it's called the Eastern Panhandle University Health
Extravaganza.
Something like that, yes. But I'm told that there's going to be just 40 to 45,000 patients that go in and out of that facility annually.
It's going to be a huge medical center. I was talking with someone, they said it's better than an urgent care, but it's not quite a hospital. So it's kind of an in-between. So there's going to be a lot of people coming in and out of that corner directly across from our office and only feet away from Spring Mills Middle School, where we meet on Sunday mornings.
And right next door, really, is the property that God has made available to our church. And we're excited about really seeing that develop. But here's the point. This community is growing.
It sure is. You know, not only the medical center, but even right behind the medical center are all these townhomes. They stopped for a while, and then it just seemed as if something clicked, and now they're putting in a slew of new homes, literally right beside the church property.
Spring Mills is exploding, and it gives us a lot of opportunities to do exactly what we know our purpose is as believers and as part of Centerpoint Bible Church, and that is to influence our world.
It is. You know, Lowell, you were sharing with me a story about a conversation you had just a few days ago. Why don't you share that with everybody?
Yeah, I was at a lacrosse game at the Spring Mills High School, and I was walking out the coach's press box area, and we could see the whole spectrum of properties here in the Spring Mills, the school properties here in the Spring Mills community. We had the high school, we had the elementary school, the softball field, the baseball field, the middle school. And one of the coaches from the teams that was playing came up to me and said, "Wow, this is quite a facility." I said, "It sure is." And I just walked through and gave him a little bit of history about what was here and pointed out the different fields and the different schools. And then I raised up my right hand and said, "And then there's that field over there." He said, "Now what's going in there?" I said, "Well, that's actually Centerpoint Bible Church." He said, "Really? A church right here in the middle of all this?" I said, "It sure is. I'm part of that church, and we're pretty excited about just the opportunities that's going to give us to really have an impact on our community." Mm. And he said, "Oh, that's pretty neat." And just sort of, you know, the conversation ended then, and he walked away. But to me, it was a neat opportunity to direct the conversation to spiritual truth.
And that's a great thing when you can have an opportunity to do that. And in the course of us chatting with you and just chatting with each other, you're going to find that we're going to give you some ways that you can do that yourself, just like Pastor Lowell did, just like he does, just like many people at our church do. But maybe you feel a little bit timid, a little bit overwhelmed, a little insecure about how to take a conversation and turn it in the right direction.
I think a lot of believers struggle with that, and something we need to realize is that Jesus, as our model, demonstrates to us this truth that we're here for a purpose. We are here not just to take care of ourselves, not to meet our own selfish desires, the things that we like. We're here to have influence in our world. And the amazing part about Jesus, as I read through the Gospel of John and study the life of Jesus, I see him moving to population centers on many different occasions. Mm-hmm. I see several times throughout the Gospel of John where Jesus is going to Jerusalem during a time of a festival where there would have been literally tens of thousands, if not maybe 100,000 people who are descending upon Jerusalem, actually ascending to Jerusalem there, and they are arriving there to practice this religious feast, and Jesus is there, have an influence in his world, going to where the people are and weeping over their broken condition and seeing their need and knowing they need him, the good shepherd.
You know, Jesus went to where the population was, and we have the population coming to us. Mm. We have people just filling this exit 20 in West Virginia. But the biggest thing that I can see from what you're sharing is that really we should treat Jesus as our ultimate, really as the only model. Mm. Jesus should be our model.
Mm-hmm. Walk as Jesus walked.
That's exactly right. In 1 John 2:6, if anyone claims to be in him, then they must walk as he did. They must walk as Jesus walked.
Well, I want to share three ways that you can practice having influence in your world. I think I'd like to really share those with our listeners, just things they can have in their mind of how they can do that, how they can have this influence, three different ways. But before we do that, Pastor Billy, I know you're getting ready to start a focus group that's going to be centered around some of these very issues. Tell us about your new focus group that's starting up soon.
Sure. Well, let me just say that the focus group that we're going to be starting is, I'm really excited about it. I'm excited to teach this class. If you can choose not to promote mine over anyone else, but because I'm teaching and I'm really excited about it, if you could choose a focus group to be a part of, I really hope that you would choose this foundation series class that we're going to be doing. There's really five main areas in this foundations class. It's who we are in Christ. If you ever want to know who really am I, how does God view me, then you need to come to this class. If you think to yourself, I don't really know that much about prayer and how to pray to God or even to talk to people about God, then you need to come to this class. If you think to yourself, I don't know if I can really walk through this Christian life the way that I see other people doing it, you can. You need to come to this class. Or how about, I don't know how to study the Bible. I open it up and I get confused by all these genealogies and all these things. I don't even know where to start. You need to come to this class. We'll help you learn how to study the Bible. And lastly, when you mess up and what to do, a lot of people think, I'm no good. I should just forget about it. You know, we'll teach you how to get yourself right with the Lord and right with yourself so that you can travel on this journey in walking as Jesus walked. It's called the Foundations class. I really encourage anyone and everyone to try it out. And it's going to be rotating, actually. It's going to be going over and over, so you can jump in whenever you want and continue through the class. But actually, you just said a few moments ago about three ways to help you practice having influence in your world. So I would like you to share that with me and with everyone else listening. Three ways to help practice having influence in your world.
All right. Actually, it's three words.
Okay.
And you can remember these and practice them in your life, in your world. The first word is leverage.
Leverage. Okay.
I want to encourage all the believers out there to leverage your opportunities. Every one of us, we all have a unique platform that nobody else has. I know a group of people, and I have a relationship with people that is unique for me. Where I work, where I'm educated, where I shop, where I recreate, all these things create a unique platform for me, and I need to leverage these opportunities, take advantage of them to allow the Lord really through me to influence my world.
Okay, that's very true. Each of us does have a platform that no one else has because of the people that we come into contact with.
We need to leverage that.
Yeah. Whether it be someone really close to you, your brother, your sister, your parent, your daughter, or someone you bump into consistently at the doctor's office or shopping every day in the same aisle, you see the person every few weeks.
And it's unique for you, and it's not random.
Mm-hmm.
God has you there for a reason. Mm-hmm. Take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
Second word. So first was leverage.
Leverage. Okay.
Second word, pivot. Learn how to pivot your conversations from the everyday, from the mundane, from the casual events of your life, and pivot those to spiritual conversations. You can do it. As a matter of fact, Pastor Billy, I know that you've had a lot of experience doing this.
I have. And I feel as if you can take any conversation, you can take anything, and you can pivot it to the Lord. You can pivot it in a spiritual way towards spiritual thoughts, spiritual comments, spiritual direction.
Any conversation?
Any conversation.
Is that a challenge?
Why, I believe that is. I think it's now time to have the Pivot Challenge!
So you're telling me you can take any conversation that I throw at you and you can pivot it things?
Yeah, totally. I think anybody, any conversation can easily be pivoted in that direction.
All right, let's try it. Okay. Ready?
Yeah. Give me the challenge.
Trout fishing.
Fishing? That's easy. That's too easy. Fishers, we're fishers of men. Jesus Christ is a fisher of men.
That's too easy. Okay. I go to the gym. Weightlifting.
That's a burden. We're lifting a burden. Talk to someone and they're lifting all these weights and say, you know, these are a lot of weights. These are heavy weights. But Jesus himself says, if we take our yoke upon, his yoke upon us, his burden, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Mm. So you can talk about the weight as a burden. Yeah. You can turn it. You can turn it.
Pivoted. All right. Pivoted. Yeah. Okay.
Pivot. Done.
Shopping at Walmart.
You know when you go to Walmart and you're always searching for something? It seems like I go in Walmart all the time and I'm always looking for something. People are looking for something, aren't they? Mm. People are always looking for something. And then you can say, people are looking for something, but really, do they know what they're looking for? I was looking for something and I found what I was looking for.
Pivoted. Okay.
Pivot. Pivot done.
All right. Car breaks down.
This world, things are broken. Things are broken.
All right.
Done deal.
All right. I'll take one cup of hot coffee, please. One coffee to go. Large coffee to go.
Okay. I love coffee.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I find out that when I drink that coffee, after a while, I need another cup of coffee. Mm. You know, it's like I'm always thirsty. There's something that we can partake of. There's a water that we can take up, a living water, where we'll never thirst again.
Pivoted.
Done deal.
All right, one more. Man, it is pouring down the rain.
Yeah, it is pouring down rain, and it's so cloudy. You ever been in an airplane? I've been in an airplane and risen above the clouds. The amazing thing is, no matter how dark it gets here on this earth, the sun is always shining. And then you turn it from the sun, S-U-N, to the sun, S-O-N. No matter what happens in our life, the sun is always shining.
All right, so...
That's just...
Obviously, you could pivot challenge. I get it. So actually, you know what? If you're listening, come to church on Sunday morning and give Billy the pivot challenge.
I accept the challenge.
So we leverage, we point.
The first pivot. The first one is leverage. First one is leverage. The second one is pivot. We want to leverage our opportunities. Everybody has a unique platform. We want to pivot our conversations. That's number two. Pivot our conversations towards the spiritual. And it can be done. Yeah. And the last one is what, Lowell?
Well, after we leverage, after we pivot, we need to press on and get to the next part, because people can know about spiritual things. They can understand some of these matters that you're bringing up, but we have to point them to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this is the hardest part. Leverage is easy. Pivot, we had some fun with it. It can be done. The hard part for me is actually bringing up Jesus.
That's true. If we just stopped at the pivot by talking about spiritual things, it can go in any direction that would be in the wrong direction.
And you know, and people walk away and they think, oh, that Billy, he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really spiritual guy, or he really thinks about big things. But that might be true of you. You might be spiritual. You might think about big things, but that's not the most important thing to you.
No.
It's Jesus. Mm-hmm. We have to press through our own apprehension and tell people about Jesus. We've got to be prepared to do it. We've got to know how to share Christ, how to direct people to the gospel, mm-hmm. and we have to go ahead and be courageous and confidently point people to Jesus.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think if you haven't, you should really think about learning how to share the gospel in a few different ways. Something that might take 30 seconds, something that might take 3 minutes, something that might take an hour, so that you can be prepared in season and out of season to point people to Jesus. That might be an idea for another podcast.
I think it's a great idea. But for today, three ways to help people practice having influence in their world. And number one,
leverage.
That's right. Take advantage of the opportunities that you have. Number two,
pivot.
Whatever the conversation is, you can pivot it to spiritual matters. Pastor Billy showed us the pivot challenge.
And he
nailed it. So take his example and follow it. Just like Jesus pivoted things to spiritual truth, we can do the same thing as well. And the third thing, point him to Jesus Christ. And so as we live this out and allow the Spirit of God to direct us, we'll have influence in our world.
We sure will. You know, I encourage you to come out. Come out on Sundays and be with us. We meet at Spring Mills Middle School, and we meet at 9:30 for focus group. Don't forget about a new focus group that we have coming up. And we meet at 10:45 for the main service. We'd really love to see you there, where we can join together and point people to Jesus Christ and His Word.